Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Infused with Light. Today I am joined by Kelly Pacheco, who is a light language healer and channel, and I've always been drawn to both her art and codes and her amazing spoken light language. You can find her at Light Bridge Healing, and I'll put all her details down in the description box below. So welcome, Kelly, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Jen. I'm so excited to be here. What a cool opportunity. Thanks.
I have been a big fan of yours for a long time, so I'm really glad that we can have a chat and collaborate. So let's talk about how your light language came online. I'm always so curious about the journey and the evolution. So what's it been like from its inception until now?
Okay. Well, if I go back, I think really it started with crystals. The whole spiritual woo thing. Mm-hmm. I really have always been into just earth's magic, right? So I even found a crystal that I had since I was a little kid. It was just like, where did I put this thing? And it just kind of reinvigorated something and started me on a path of exploring. And from there, it kind of took me into a place where I wanted to learn more about crystal healing. And then that kind of led me to Reiki. So in a roundabout way, even though I was real into astrology and stuff and kind of dabbling in that that side of things, once I decided that I wanted to be attuned to Reiki, I became kind of involved with other people of the same ilk, right? As you do. So through my Reiki 1 attunement, things started opening up for me. And I just was feeling a lot of physical feelings as far as just energy moving through. Mm. And, you know, with Reiki 1, that's where you learn how to give Reiki to yourself. But it was my second attunement in Reiki 2 that light language actually started happening. And it started for me immediately after I was attuned. We sat down to journal and I just started drawing code.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't really know what I was doing. It was very rando.
and it's instant, isn't it? Yeah.
It was super instant. And with me, like, from what I've heard from other people and listened to other people's stories, like, they kind of go through a process and then go to healing, right? For mm-hmm. me, it's like I go into the healing and then I do all the shadow work after the fact. It's like I'm kind of backwards. So I was seeking things out and then it was opening for me because I had that curiosity, I guess. So it was a little bit different. Yeah, so I started drawing code and it was very cryptic. I didn't really know what it was. It looked interesting to me. I didn't really attach a lot of meaning to it, but I was very curious to find somebody who could help me figure that out. And that's where it all kind of started.
And who were the people that helped you on this path and started putting the pieces together for you?
So I jumped on Facebook at the time and was looking in all of these private light language groups because I had a feeling that's what it was. And I looked on YouTube and I was like, oh man, I sure hope it's not that crazy vocal stuff. Is that what this is? And I have seen people and I'm just like, this is just bananas. Like to me, it was so intriguing and interesting and everybody sounded so different. I couldn't really see myself vocalizing, right? It just seemed so outside of the scope of what I was feeling. But again, I do things a little bit differently, which is how my light language is too. It's a bit different. So I looked around online and I got in some Facebook groups and I had posted some of the codes that I was drawing and some of the images that came along with the codes, and people were starting to kind of give me clues, maybe more into, you know, starseed lineages and, or this looks familiar to me, or I get a reaction from looking at this, right? And I was in a group with these women, I think they're all in Canada, and they were doing spoken light language and they had invited me on a Zoom and I was freaked out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I don't do this. Like, you guys are the ones that can do this and just not even.
You're like, I don't know what I'm saying.
Right. So while they were transmitting and they went around and I felt very much like, you know, on the spot, mm-hmm. I was also drawing along with them. So I would show what I was getting as a contribution, like, here's my offering. Like, here you go.
I'm a newbie. I'm a novice, but here's my effort.
I know you guys can do the cool stuff, but I'm still in the, you know, drawing with my crayons over here, baby light language school. So
we should start a baby light language school. There's an idea.
We should, like a baby daycare for light language.
Yeah.
I'm down for that. That would be cool.
To be discussed.
right. Yeah. We'll meet up afterwards. So that's kind of like the first time I got involved with people actually transmitting and vocalizing. The other thing too, I didn't realize that this, I don't know if you've experienced this, where I'm on the Zoom and I'm seeing everybody, right? We can see each other. And people are like yawning, like open mouth, full on yawning. And I'm just like, what is this? Like, that's so rude. I thought it was so.
But their energy was coming out, right?
Right. Yeah, so this is how baby light language I was. I was just like, oh my God, I can't.
How dare you? This
stuff. Well, I was just like, what? And I didn't understand. So, yeah. And I want to say that this was very soon after I was attuned. So I kind of jumped in. I learned by exposing myself to different things and just figuring it out on my own at that point. From there, I did have a group Reiki session with some friends of mine, and I started having like actual physical reactions to the Reiki. And that kind of told me that this, it's not that it was a bad thing. It's just my energy works differently, or energy works differently through me after that point. And so in my light language transmissions, you know, I do a lot of physical movement, kind of twitching and stuff. It seems like it's not in my control. It really isn't. And it kind of freaked me out. I'm like, what's going on here?
It's so interesting too, because I remember watching you as one and going, oh, I don't do that. I don't do a lot. Sometimes I do hand movements, but not really. And my light language is really fast. And I was like, what's wrong with me? I'm not doing, you know, I was like comparing and I'm not doing it properly.
That's totally how it is. I mean, you can't help it. There's so many different modalities, or not.
I love it. Flavors. That's why I love it. Yeah.
Different flavor. Me too. Because I think that it shows how everyone has different ways of presenting. Right. So for me, it started with the drawing and the symbols, which moved into signing. And that kind of just came naturally. I was working with like Colombian Lemurian crystals. Mm-hmm. I have like a little wand that I got, and this thing just wanted to just move around in the air. So that was like a thing in my early videos when I, you know, finally got the balls to go into it.
To like get Harry Potter.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I'm like, this is my magic wand.
I have a good friend and she always jokes like, put the selenite wand down, Jen, because she doesn't know what's going to happen when I start.
I know you're going to go beat her over the head with it, right?
Yeah. So yeah. Watch my energy.
Right. Yeah,
and I think it's so interesting. And the other point is, I always say to people, and I've said it many times, just like there are many dialects and languages all over the world, there are many star incarnations and star races and, well, not even star, just various aspects of where you're getting language from. I have a friend that has like blended fairy or fae energy with galactic, which is cool. Mm. And to be honest, sometimes I don't even know what, I've got like my main kind of light language that I have, but it depends. It will shift and change. And does that happen to you too? Or do you think you kind of have one main energy?
So that kind of segues into the whole shaman thing. So I found Marlene Cronin and Jamie Price first.
Legends.
About my peeps. So those were the people that kind of taught me that it's going to look different, it's going to sound different, but you have to work with it yourself. And I think that's the biggest piece of advice. I know that was a big thing that Marlene taught me, was that, you know, you really need to kind of work with your own medicine. Same with Jamie, with hers, and even transmissions from her sound so different from what I was working with. And she even had me transmit for her too, where I was just like, oh God.
I'm going to put all their details down in the description box too, because they are phenomenal forces. And if you haven't come across their work, they are just not only beautiful people, but just beautiful energy as well. Yeah.
100%. And the other thing too is it's so different. Mm. And I think that's the thing that I want to showcase the most, is that we all sound different. It's going to be faster for some people and slower for others. It's going to change in the middle of it for some people. And a lot of it depends on the flow. It depends on who you're tapping into, who you're working with, how you're feeling. Yep. And all of it is valid. And I think that's the biggest part, is that you just need to find your authenticity in stepping aside, because I know energetically kind of step aside to allow the shamans to kind of speak through me. And I've learned to kind of move into a place where I can push back and come through and give some messages in English. And that's something that I've been working on too, which is a little bit different. So I think when you were asking about what do the voice or what is my sound like, you know, what is that really about? I feel that there's a baseline voice that really is my higher aspect, my higher self. I think it's shadows of myself in other dimensions. Mm-hmm. I believe that we're multidimensional people. So I do feel that every voice that comes through me is an aspect of myself. But I do feel that I work with a group of, I feel like there's five of them that I call the shamans, because there's just no other way to really describe them. And yeah. They kind of became more real to me when I was working on a project with a friend of mine. And it was all about light language and what I could do. I like needed someone to be my spiritual guinea pig to be like,
I love that.
Work on a project so I can figure this out. Like, will you just be? And she's like, yeah, bring it. So that was just the coolest experience to work for. We wanted to do this thing for like a couple weekends, and it turned into like 3 months
of nonstop,
long, huge things on the weekends. It was really cool. But I learned so much about what I was able to do, what worked and didn't work, what they were showing me. So when I was actually starting my videos and when I heal with others or work with others, I can provide context, mm-hmm. which I think is the thing that's difficult with light language, because
some people challenging. Just see
it as randomly babbling. Some people see it as, you know, like there's all kinds of things that people put on it.
Yeah, because like you're speaking in tongues or you're schizophrenic or, yeah, I've had a whole host of things be presented my way.
And, you know, it really doesn't matter. I think to me that's bottom line. It really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I know for sure that people feel my energy. I know that I bring something different. I know that I do things authentically, and it's something I love, and I feel that it's important and it's needed, and it helps other people see through putting yourself out there that they can do it too. And it may not be exactly the same. It may not even be light language, but whatever it is that they're passionate about, that they have just as much a right to share, because that's what we're here for, because we're all connected that way.
Yeah. And I have said many times that it is kind of this weird unpacking of like, what is happening to me? Am I losing my marbles? Like, I went down this hole because mine came on with such speed and intensity, and I still get pretty tired. Like when I channel, maybe 10, 15 minutes is kind of enough. And I've noticed too that some, and not all, but some light language people I follow seem to be more focused on healing, whereas I would say mine's more an activator. So it mm-hmm. kind of brings out. So most people I've done light language for now seem to be able to draw it or are starting to play around with speaking it, which I think is awesome. So yeah. I think there's so many different ways. And I always say to people, like, if you're just open to it, then it will do what it needs to do. It's like, it is pure magic in a sense.
100%. And I think what's beautiful about it is that it's so personalized. Like if you think about Reiki, it flows to where it needs to go, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you got a bad knee or something like that, it's going to go to that area where the practitioner is the conduit for the person to heal themselves, really. I feel that light language does the same thing, except it's a little bit different, because it's working in the aspects that are around in different dimensions. So I don't think it's just so much right here, right now. Not to say that it's more or less powerful. It's just a different modality. And I think that that's why I didn't go through with my Reiki mastership, because it was a gateway for me. It wasn't an end. It wasn't something that I was supposed to go towards. This was what I was supposed to do. So I think too, for people who are thinking about, because I have clients ask me, you know, like, I don't know what I should do. Should I get training? Should I, you know, this is so expensive, you know, and especially with where we're at now and people's, you know, monetary situation is
kind of There's plenty of free resources online too for lots of different things. And I think, totally. Don't pay. There's a lot of beautiful people out there putting it out because that is their purpose and their mission. And we want 100%. To help people. So I think, yeah, you can definitely have a look around and see what's out there.
But if you're looking to just try something that has a structure, I think going for Reiki 1 is a baseline great way to kind of get involved with people who, you know, are of the same mindset or at least are looking to do something. And at the end of the day, you know, you're there to heal yourself. So it's a great tool to have just for yourself. And I think through that, you kind of open yourself up to an opportunity to see yourself more in a more expansive state. And I think that that in itself is a gift, and it's worth paying the lowest rate that Reiki 1 is, you know, like, because as you go up, it's typically more expensive. But I, you know, that's something that I suggest for people who are interested in trying something like that. But for me, it's just a beautiful thing. So I'm just so honored to have been surrounded by a community of just amazing people that have come from this and the connections that I've made, and just the effort, just even like yourself, like being able to have this opportunity with you, it's just amazing. And it's all because we're taking leaps forward and just trusting the process.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm still learning about mine. Like every day I'm sitting here, because sometimes I will literally just chatter all day to myself and I don't even know what I'm saying. And I don't think sometimes I'm meant to. I think it's probably like a little upgrade or a little medical clear out. They're just like doing their do. And
definitely.
Do you get asked the question though, or two things? People always say to me, can you teach light language? Can you learn light language? To which my personal opinion of that is, I don't think so. I think you can help people, like you just said, open up to energy flow and being receptive, sure, but I don't think, because I couldn't exactly say, well, this means this word, or this means love. Like I don't think it's like an alphabet or anything that's sort of structured like our language system. So do you have people asking you whether you can learn it? What are your thoughts on that?
I think my initial reaction would be, no, I don't think you can learn it in a traditional sense. Can you be opened to it? Can you be activated with an intention to activate? Yes, because that's something that I do and have done forever.
Yeah.
So it becomes something with intention, but it has to come from the person who is asking for it first.
Yes.
It's not like I'm just going to say, boom, and I just activate you, give me some money.
Yeah, without their permission.
Well, not even that. But I mean, like, there needs to be effort on the person who is experiencing it. So I think that you could go to a, like, I know Jamie Price has a program that she teaches her own healing system. That she's through her group that she channels. And I think through that, she can, I mean,
she can facilitate it. Yeah.
She can facilitate it. But I do think that what it does is it allows people, the benefit of that is it allows people to have a platform and a connection to other people to interface with that are on the same journey. And I think through those interactions, people amplify their own energy around each other. And then they are activating each other through that group sort of consciousness.
Yeah, and it's that vibration. There. Yeah.
Yes. So I think that in a bigger setting like that, then maybe that is more possible. But as far as being able to, I've had people ask, you know, for me to make them something that, you know, says their business name or something in light language. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that.
No.
So
no.
The stuff that I do, you know, if you want a custom code, you know, if you give me an intention that you want to work on, then I work with your higher aspects and mine, and we actually co-create, and I develop something that is made specifically for you, that has the codes embedded within the art piece itself. If it's a transmission, then it's something that I'm working on with yourself and myself in order to co-create opportunities for stuff to either get moved around, like there's a block in the, you know, in the high heart chakra, or, you know, there's pain in the body that's causing things to be out of balance. You know, we can move those things out of the way, and I can work on those pieces with my group. And then that energy reconnect will allow that flow of the chakra system to kind of recalibrate, which would give you the opportunity to be more open to your own clairs, to your own gifts. And that in itself, I think, is what causes the activation to occur. So if light language is the intention, then I think that people end up having it or having experiences with it in their own ways. But I don't know that it's something that you can really kind of make a book out of and say, yeah, you know, let's go to chapter 3 here and talk about it in this.
Here are all the codes for heart and love. Yeah, it's
because I don't think it works like that. And it doesn't feel like it works that way, because when you're tapping into somebody's energy, what you feel like feels so different than the next person. So what's going to work for you and what you need is going to come at a different level of resonance than someone else. And we're all meant to be at different levels. And I think that that's where the comparison thing comes in. You see people who are so eager to, I don't know, run a business. And it's something that takes a lot of time. Like for me, I started Lightbridge as an Instagram account on the side, all in the quiet. Didn't want anybody to know. And I was running like 2 accounts.
This is my secret life. Yeah.
Oh, it was making me crazy. It got to a point where I'm just like, forget it. You know, you get to a place where you're just like, this is who I am. And this is the weird stuff I do on the internet.
Yeah.
And you can say it's, you know, you can say whatever you want. I'm still going to do it.
It's been a journey. A lot of people, I mean, I wouldn't say I've lost friends, but there's definitely been a shift. And a lot of people don't know. I mean, and I always say I never in a million years ever expected to be able to do this. I was not spiritual. I was not aware. I never dismissed it. I was always very respectful, but it just wasn't something that was in my field. And then after a series of fun events, see my light language again. And this is why I love talking about it, because everyone's story is so unique. Mine came through a series of transmuting grief and heavy, dark shadow emotions. And once I'd cleared all that, I was able to push out of that darkness. And I think literally the light came out. Like it.
Beautiful though.
Yeah, it was beautiful, but I really wouldn't wish it on anyone else.
But
I think that's what's so beautiful. You can't, because so many people are like, well, how will it come through? And I'm like, it will surprise you. It's so unique. And that's what's such a beautiful, sacred thing. I try to flip it on its head. It's a sacred thing. It's a blueprint for you. Like it's your unique light language signature that is part of your journey of how it kind of erupts. And I also have trouble when people like, because I channel into English a lot too. And sometimes I hold back. It's still kind of knowing that balance of when and what to say, because I get worried that people will cling so heavily onto what I'm saying. It's not really me. You know, it's the energies coming through.
Right.
Do you have people asking you, like, what are you saying exactly? Like, what does that mean? Because I'll only get snippets of it. Do you get snippets or do you get full information? Because some people can channel like incomplete English, can't they? Not with light language.
Right. So I'm working on being able to channel them in English straight up. So that's something that I've been working on with channeled messages. It's not something I've been totally sharing a whole lot. When I do channel them in English, they are actually coming through in a voice that's very different. That's in English. So to me, it's a little different right now. Yep. So I'm trying to work with that. Also, because I find myself getting in my own way a little bit. So I'm still working with them as far as being able to channel them through myself in English on the fly, right?
Yeah.
As far as being asked what things mean, I don't get that as much because I tend to stop and give that information. And it's more I'm tapping into the energy of the group that is receiving ahead of time. And I actually feel where the blockages are or the stuck pieces in the body. I do feel sensations within my physical body that I say aloud in order to kind of guide the listener to those pieces or to maybe even support them, because it feels weird. If you haven't had like a straight on, you know, crown tingle experience, it's kind of weird, or, you know, or understanding like what it feels like when energy moves through the body.
Yeah, well, through your spine and you start moving.
Right. So, right. And for me, I try and so when I move around, I had a video on YouTube that I posted because I just wanted to kind of explain how my light language works and what I'm doing, because people are concerned that I was hurting or I was not in control of myself. And that's not the case. It's just, I literally have to kind of move to get it through me. And it's just part of my flavor, right? So again, this is just another way that everybody does things a little bit differently. And this is how it presents for me. And over time, it's not as twitchy. It's gotten smoother. I've gotten calmer. I've moved into where I'm actually doing more toning. I'm doing more singing. And I just kind of move aside and let them come through. But there are times when it's more the tenor of the language itself, the sounds that are coming through, I feel speak to who's receiving in a way that doesn't need that explanation.
Yeah.
But I do try to break it down as best I can. If it's not happening through the transmission itself, then in whatever blurb that I'm putting up, you know, I go through, because I can see where they're working, and they kind of, there's like a technician type of the shamans that kind of moves stuff around and shows me what's going on, which is where I can actually say what's happening.
Yeah.
And then I have like a group that kind of does the actual shamanic clearing. There's a lot of smoke and movement and things like that that I'm actually seeing and experiencing. And then there's the, you know, like the grandmother shaman spirit,
yeah,
kind of do the singing. So there's a whole like swirl of them. And it really, I feel like I'm just kind of being tuned on a radio dial. So it kind of goes in and out. I just have gotten used to just letting it flow. And I think that speaks for itself sometimes, but I don't know. I just don't think it's something that you can put into words, because it's not necessarily a language as much as it is a frequency, as it's a technology, is, you know, there's so many ways to explain it, but we just don't have the vocabulary for it.
And no, it's above our intellect level, to be honest, or our scope.
Which is rad.
I know.
Please. Nerd me up on this.
Yeah. I feel like it's much more efficient way of communicating. It's interesting, the comparison, because I feel like I have a medical team, like a galactic medical team.
Yeah.
Then I have like an elder, like, well, I don't know, he's kind of like, I call him, he's like the dad figure of like my team. And so it's also similar. They're sort of stepping in at various points, doing different things. And there's one that I call the extractor. And they go in and do extraction. But can you let everybody know a little bit about your services, what you do, what people can expect when they come with you? Because I really encourage people, if you like light language, a lot of us do put up free content, but it's not going to be as potent as having a personalized session, right? So let everyone know what they can expect with you.
Yeah, I love that you asked this question, because I feel like I'm like, do I need to kind of break this down? And I was thinking about doing this, so maybe this will be a little way in. For an actual transmission, I actually like to do an intuitive reading with the transmission itself. So we would sit down and talk about the things that you'd want to work on. I would be pulling some cards, and if mediumship came through, if whatever I'm intuiting psychically comes through, we would discuss those things. And then that kind of gives me a place to start, because then I know where to target some of the work that the transmission would be going towards. So if you're looking for an activation, talking about things that can get you to that place, if you're looking for something that's more along the lines of healing, I feel that the reading prior to gives me an opportunity to kind of work on that, right? And then the transmission itself would be roughly about 20 minutes, which would be a direct light blast, is what I call them.
Yep.
I would work on you. I would work on you like I would in a transmission that you've seen, but it would be much more targeted, be much more personal, and probably be much, it would definitely be much stronger, because I'm able to actually connect one-on-one.
Yeah, there's just one energy field. There's not a group of them, is there? Yeah.
Right. There's not a group of people that, it's going towards. So that would be a service that I offer. I also offer just intuitive readings by themselves. Just want to figure out some stuff and see what's coming on the horizon, or if there's things that you're interested in working on, you know, work on those. That's typically done. I use cards for that, but it's really what I'm intuiting as well. And then I also do custom codes, like I was saying before. So those are either done with an intention, or I can go intuitively on my own and create something that is designed for your home. You get a digital copy and also a wallpaper version you can put on your devices. You can kind of get yourself a little light blast whenever you feel like it. You can print it however you like. And I also provide a channeled message with that that explains the activations that are embedded in the code through the channeling. So there's lots of ways to work with it. And I'm thinking about some other stuff that I haven't figured out yet, but to be continued.
Oh, exciting. Watch this space. And I thought maybe just to finish up, would you give us a little treat of your life? Yes, everybody.
Let's do it. Bringing it down.
Love a little treat.
Okay. So let me do my neck crack.
Me too. I've been a little loose. Come on.
Crack it up.
Get the juices flowing.
Okay. So I'm going to set the intention that for those who are listening at any point in time, then in the future or past, present, we're all in all the same times, aren't we? That this reaches you and gives you a bit of soothing. I feel that everyone is dealing with a lot of grief. I know that I am, and I think it's a grief of just even normalcy. It's not necessarily just a grief of something that we can put our finger on, but just as a collective, there's just so much shifting and it's hard to feel grounded. And something that I like to work on and that I've worked on with most of the people that I transmit for is helping them ground into their lower chakras, because a lot of the people who I work with, and especially all of us who are here at this point in time, have so much psychic and intuitive and empathic abilities that we're all floating up in our higher chakras and have a really hard time coming back down to earth, which is where we can actually process that grief and move it through. Okay. Take a deep breath. Relax. Connect. So in the Tore tau undu inti meder suaya dir mutu intire diri suaya untu ungrupo inter kek inti eus iare demu siare ket umbu uhi siare ua intir intir ua intuo uo siare ui muita. They're showing me the Merkaba. That in uri nirwe ne muriko su uyu niwe wa ugurake muitir wasite urko ayo tu iti derisi. Soyan Tiamar Emel Uyun Tiere Undire Untierem, who Sierra and what was Yawa? What was he here? Keep your me with ya, when you work it there. Would he we work it? Was Yawa? What was he wound? We walk. A kind of wrapping around the rib cage, we may at whim we eat there, keep them with it there with the other or. A lot of pressure there. There we go.
Wowzers, I felt that in my hip. Woo, holy moly.
I'm all hot now. Woo, mama.
Whoa. I know, I get really hot when I channel and I'm like, whew.
I get like this red ear thing.
Oh yeah.
It's just my whole ear turns red. I'm like, all right, okay.
Wow, thank you so much. And you know, if that resonates, I always listen to it in the bath. I love listening to your transmissions in water. I'm really guided to immerse myself in the bath. And I often say to people, well, I've been guided, you know, like, make sure you drink lots of water and stay hydrated for your cells. Sound like a broken record, but I also encourage people, listen to it outside, listen to it in the bath, listen to it when you're painting, like, just how, you know, you don't always have to be meditating. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I think that, like, I don't know, like, it kind of amps me up and it energizes me. So it's not always something that's like a tranquilizer. So you experience it, I think is exactly how it's supposed to be, and let it, you know, do its thing.
Yeah, I have a lot of, and as we said, everyone's so unique, but I will have a lot of people who are just buzzing, nearly like they're on drugs, likened it to being on like a amphetamine type of thing, like where they're racing and their energy and it's flowing and they've unblocked and they're like, oh my God. Yeah. So just, that's something I'm doing. I'm like, where can I listen to this transmission? Where am I guided to? Where's this energy best going to complement where I'm at? So I am such a big fan of yours. Thank you so much for the beautiful gift that you share. We both do light language. Where can people find you? I will put the details down below, but anyone listening, where can they go?
And go to lightbridgehealing.com. That's my website. You can also find me on Instagram at Lightbridge Healing. I'm also on Facebook at Kelly Pacheco. And yeah.
And YouTube. Let's not forget your YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. Yeah, my YouTube. Sorry. That's Kelly Pacheco, Lightbridge Healing. You just do a search for Lightbridge Healing and there's links on everything that I have. So you can get to me from all your favorite places.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Jen.
No, you're welcome. I think it's beautiful that we all talk. The more we talk about it, hopefully we can make this a global language as opposed
heck yeah, I'm down.
And abolish the others. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, girl.
Thank you.
Bye.